To trust anyone other than a hardworking specialist at Ford Service. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Get a $70 rebate by mail on 4 select tires, plus another $70 rebate when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 6/30/17.
Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get four for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding plan offer in Hawaii. Color and selection vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Yes, again.
Coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
It's a great idea. Let's do a road trip.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I didn't see that coming at all. It was a mystery. The last couple weeks have been crazy. Just like this last year, anything's possible and anything can happen in this draft. And I'm just so happy to be a Chicago Bear.
I don't think anybody saw it coming last night. The Bears trading up from number 3 to number 2 and drafting Mitchell Trubisky out of North Carolina. Your thoughts will take him today. 319-366-1600. It is the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, coming to you from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, where we've got some Iowa Hawkeye baseball fans hoping that the Hawks can get that game in tonight against Penn State. We'll tell you about some schedule changes and more coming up in a couple minutes on your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the afternoon. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. We've got our on-site assistant Kyle Mann here with us today. He's going to hook you up with a chance to win some prizes if you do join us here at the Coach's Corner. And there's plenty of room for you right now. Happy hour is underway. It started at 3 o'clock, $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. And Morgan and Stephanie are doing their best to keep up with everybody behind the bar. Round 2 of the NFL draft will continue today. It's going to come your way while we're on the air. We'll join it in progress at 7 o'clock tonight after local programming is over. My Green Bay Packers have the first selection in round 2 after they traded down last night. And I would be shocked if it was anybody other than Dalvin Cook that goes off the board with the first pick of round 2 today. But we don't want to talk about round 2. We want to talk about round 1 and what happened last night. A couple surprises, and I know the guys, with the benefit of having a lead-in program hosted by someone who follows the Chiefs and someone who's a fan of the Bears, I'm sure Scott and Mark have already touched on this a great deal today. But both the Chiefs and the Bears last night made the decisions on the future of their quarterback situation. And there's some information that's come to light today about the Bears and why they made the decision. And I think people probably slept on this. Bears fans maybe slept on this, and they don't feel quite as upset as they were last night. Maybe you weren't upset. If you absolutely love this pick, I want to hear from you right now. 319-366-1600. If you love this pick and you are a Bears fan, please don't call if you're a Vikings or a Packers fan and say, I love the pick. I did last night. I saw it go down in real time, and I thought, okay, I'm going to need the rationale on this one. But the Bears have their quarterback of the future, and of course today Ryan Pace comes out and says Mike Glennon is their starting quarterback next year.
He has to be. And if you're the Bears and you're John Fox.
Well, he doesn't have to be.
And you're, he has to be. Ryan Pace.
If Trubisky goes to camp and looks better than him.
Mitchell Trubisky has played 13 career games. He is not ready to be an NFL starting quarterback, especially week one, and I don't think year one. I think he needs at least a red shirt year, and that's the problem, because the Bears are going to be bad next year. Sorry, Bears fans, but I can't imagine them winning any more than 6 or 7 games, and the calls are going to come right away from the fans. Where's Trubisky? You traded up to number 2 to get him. Let's see the guy that you traded up for. and he's just not ready.
The best part is you know that there are going to be Bears fans that are going to refer to him during his tenure there as Trubinsky because they can never pronounce names right. But the text line is already very active today. We'll dive in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 366-1600. Which trade-up was worse, the Bears or the Chiefs? That's 0983 Kansas City. If you missed it last night, trading up to draft Patrick Mahomes II out of Texas Tech, the lone Big 12 player taken in the first round of the draft last night, a guy that Iowa State fans know all too well how Patrick Mahomes performed against them last year and how Iowa State was able to absolutely embarrass Texas Tech, but that's not exactly germane to the situation. Adam, one of our Jets fans on the text line, says they got a steal with Allen. I tend to agree. I didn't get a chance to.
17th overall.
I didn't get a chance to text with my former co-host last night, but I imagine he was quite pleased at the way that his team's draft played out. And, of course, we've got room for your texts as well today, 366-1600. We've even got happy Cleveland Browns fans on the text line. And why wouldn't you be happy? Because they made the right choice with Myles Garrett last night at number one overall. And then things got crazy with the second pick.
Well, they went number 25 with Jabril Peppers, which I also think was a good pick. And then they traded back up into the first round to get their tight end of the future and David Njoku from Miami. So I thought the Browns did a pretty decent job. Obviously, time will tell. But back to the earlier question that you just brought up, whose trade-up was worse, who gave up more, and who mortgaged the future more with the trade-up? First of all, the Bears traded up for no apparent reason.
Well,
that's what I'm getting at. Because
that's not apparently the case, because there were a couple reports today that said there were two or three teams that were very interested in engaging the 49ers on the second pick for the express idea of taking Mitchell Trubisky with the number two pick. So the 49ers said that the Bears' offer was the best one on the table, and that's why Chicago. Now, they gave up the third, 67th, and 111th pick in this year's draft, plus a third-round pick next year to move up one spot to grab their guy. And I'll tell you coming up in a little bit why I think that was a really bad mistake. But John on the text line says, Bears fan for over 40 years. They are a train wreck, and my wish is they sell the team, they being the McCaskey family.
And right now I understand why Bears fans are down on this team. And yes, I'm sure there were teams inquiring with the San Francisco 49ers about moving up to that number two pick, but there are a lot of, as we've seen, there are a lot of smoke screens that happen this time of year. And I it's my personal opinion that the Bears kind of fell for it. They fell for the chatter. I'm sure they were talking with the San Francisco 49ers, who told them that there were a couple other teams who were interested in moving up to that number two spot to get Mitchell Trubisky. I don't buy that. And I think that he would have been there at number three. I think he would have fallen as far as seven or eight if nobody trades up for him.
I don't think he falls that far now. Adam Johns, who covers the Bears for the Sun-Times, is the one that was reporting today the news that San Francisco had a couple teams that were engaging in them. One of them, I believe, was Cleveland. Now, it's sort of interesting because the Browns passed on Trubisky first overall, and Cleveland also had an opportunity to take Deshaun Watson later in the evening, and they passed on him. And if you're a Houston Texans fan, you have to be ecstatic about getting the guy that I think was the best quarterback in the draft, and that's Deshaun Watson. Now, of course, Houston's made bad quarterback decisions before in the past, and it's the same front office. But fascinating to watch things unfold last night. You had Leonard Fournette going to the Jaguars, which I believe everybody thought. The 49ers, by the way, did take Solomon Thomas out of Stanford with the third pick that they got from the Bears. And then when they announced the pick on Twitter, trolled the Bears. Did you see this?
I missed this.
By using a picture of Solomon Thomas
sacking Mitchell Trubisky.
In the Sun Bowl. So the 49ers and whoever was running their account had a little fun last night. But then Corey Davis was really a head-scratcher to me, number five overall to the Titans. Jamal Adams to the Jets. I think this is the second time in 3 years that the Jets have gotten a tremendous steal, in my opinion. Mike Williams out of Clemson goes to the Chargers at seven. I'm indifferent on that. Christian McCaffrey to the Panthers. That made too much sense to not take place. John Ross to the Bengals. Probably a little bit of a reach there, and especially once you take into his account his injury history. And then the Saints doing something to improve that defense with Marshawn Lattimore out of Ohio State. That wound up being the top 10 picks. There were a couple moments last night that I thought were absolutely great, and we'll get to those coming up in just a minute. We do have a great show for you today. Adi Joseph is going to join us from USA Today coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs with him. A couple game sixes on tap, three of them, as a matter of fact. Washington will be at Atlanta tonight. Boston's in Chicago for game six at the United Center, and the Clippers and the Jazz are also on tap tonight. Eric Galko from Optimum Scouting is going to be with us to kick off hour number two. Eric will give us some opinions about who's still on the board and where they may wind up today. Also, some of his thoughts on the first-round picks and who maybe was a good selection and maybe he thinks a couple of them may have missed the mark. We want to hear from you today as well, 319-366-1600. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill to give away, our final one of the week. It's going to be on the way before 7 o'clock tonight, so be listening for your chance to win there. Same number, by the way, 366-1600. Jack Dom is going to join us. Mount Mercy, unfortunately, rained out today by Mother Nature, so he's going to be here with us at Coach's Corner. That's going to push Love It or Leave It into the 6 o'clock hour, believe it or not, which will coincide with the start of the second round of the draft. So lots on tap for you tonight. Stop on in and join us, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, the Coach's Corner, as people, I think, probably need to come in and get warmed up.
They do. I certainly did. It is pretty bad outside right now. But my question is, how did our listeners do last night in our top 10 listener draft? Did we get the average 20%? Did we get at least two?
Well, they nailed the first pick.
Yes, they did.
And then they had Leonard Fournette going to the Jaguars.
Okay,
correct?
So two.
And then Christian McCaffrey to the Panthers.
There's three. And did they have Solomon Thomas going to the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, I believe they did, but it would have been at two.
Doesn't
count.
Doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
Well, we couldn't.
We went in order.
Okay.
Go in order.
But we couldn't factor in trades.
No. So the listeners did a little bit better than 20%, but not by much. And all it takes is a Corey Davis selection at five or the Bears trading up to get Trubisky at two to send everything off the rails. A couple of those moments from last night's draft, how could you not like the Ravens' selection at number 16? And I'm not talking about Marlon Humphrey, the cornerback out of Alabama. I'm talking about the Make-A-Wish kid who announced the pick and pumped his fist before announcing the pick. That was awesome. My wife has done some work with Make-A-Wish, the local chapter here in Iowa, and it's a tremendous organization, and that was awesome to see. And then the story of Garrett Bowles out of Utah last night, going 20th overall to Denver, Simba-ing his son on the stage there, and his backstory, I was a little unaware of him, but kicked out or expelled of five different schools, drug issues as a teen, basically a lost kid, and winds up getting kicked out of his house by his father, moves in with his lacrosse coach, and his lacrosse coach winds up essentially getting him on the straight and narrow, turns him into a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Those are the type of stories that I think the NFL would like to focus on. The Garyon Conley draft pick last night by the Raiders at 24, not so much. But that's a very old-school Raiders pick. If you're a fan of that franchise, that's in keeping. And then right after that, you had Jabril Peppers going at 25 to Cleveland. So, look, and I know that's not even the that's not even the Browns draft pick that you like the most from last night. You like their third and final pick the most when they went up to 29 and got David Njoku out of Miami.
I like both of those, actually, but yes, I like the David Njoku pick just a little bit more, but I think Jabril Peppers is a good selection at that point in the first round. Anywhere from, I think, 20 on is where you can draft a guy where you're taking a little bit of a flyer because he has the ability to do everything for you. He has the ability to play multiple positions. He might even be able to play a little bit on offense in the NFL. We'll see, but I think with what happened at the combine, the testing positive for a dilute sample, that pushed him back a couple of picks. But when it's all said and done at 25, this is a good spot for the Browns to take what will be a tone setter as a safety in their defense.
0312 on the text line with regards to Mitchell Trubisky says, Mark Sanchez was a one-year starter for USC. Do you think that's a good comparison? Those guys are actually going to be teammates now.
Yes, they will.
Because the Bears signed Sanchez to be the backup quarterback to Glennon, so
I got a name in mind, and it's not going to make Bears fans particularly happy, but
don't say Jay Cutler.
Akili Smith. When the Cincinnati Bengals drafted him out of Oregon, he was a one-year starter, came from junior college, and played 13 games. Same kind of build, same kind of arm strength, and we'll see what happens. I think that he has a little bit better chance to succeed, but when you go to the Bears in that situation, especially if he gets rushed and has to play this year, it is not going to help his development one bit.
All right, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, it was the Browns and the Chiefs who were looking to possibly move up to that number two pick to take Mitchell Trubisky. And certainly the Chiefs, to me, that checks out because they did trade up much lower in the draft. But they were targeting a quarterback, and they hopefully got their guy in Patrick Mahomes. Again, Deshaun Watson winds up being the third quarterback taken going to the Houston Texans, and I would think not only does he have a chip on his shoulder, but he's going to have Andre Hopkins to throw to. And I know we've got some fantasy football fans out there who listen to this program. How high next year will Jameis Winston go in fantasy football drafts because of the addition of a certain tight end out of Alabama at number 19, O.J. Howard, which was, to me, a tremendous value selection by the Buccaneers. But you look at Mike Evans and everything else that Jameis Winston has to work with in that offense, and now you throw in O.J. Howard.
I was thinking the exact same thing last night, and he'll be a top four or five fantasy quarterback on the boards next year because of O.J. Howard. Not only because of his pass-catching ability, but he's a good inline blocker. He's just a jack-of-all-trades tight end, which is something that you don't see very often anymore, especially with the Giants pick at number 23 taking Evan Ingram, who is strictly a pass-catching tight end. So O.J. Howard is going to fit right in with that offense, and I think it was John Gruden last night saying he thinks he could be a near Pro Bowl selection in year one.
Here's why I don't like the Bears pick from last night. I understand that Ryan Pace needs to get a franchise quarterback, and he went all in on Trubisky, and it's either going to work out or he's going to lose his job. But the Bears are going to stink this year, okay? They may not be as bad as they were last year, but they're going to be bad again this year. They're going to be in line for another decent draft pick in 2018. And the 2018 quarterback class is much better and much deeper than this year's quarterback class. So I didn't understand why they would decide to pass on a Jamal Adams or somebody else and take Trubisky rather than going defense and waiting another year because of the Glennon signing. Just ride Glennon and Sanchez this year, ride them to a high draft pick again next year, and then take a quarterback in a deeper quarterback draft class. Now, that's just how I would approach things, and I think there are some Bears fans out there that are on the same page. Ryan Pace isn't. He's the one whose job is on the line here, and my assumption is he didn't want to postpone or put off the rebuilding for another year. But so he went all in on Trubisky this year, and this is it.
But that's exactly – he didn't want to put it off, but that's exactly what he's done. And I keep saying this, but he's not going to play this year. If he should not play this year, he probably will not play this year. So he's bought himself Ryan Pace. He's bought himself John Fox. Another year of almost a built-in excuse of, okay, yeah, we're not going to be very good this year, but – we got this guy waiting in the wings. So that's kind of the way that I looked at it from their standpoint. But, yes, next year Sam Darnold could be the number one overall pick. He is much more pro-ready. He has much more reps. He's won at USC. He's turned that program around to take a developmental project as talented as Mitchell Trubisky is with a number two overall pick to trade up for him for a guy who will probably not play this year, may not play next year, does not make sense.
Speaking of waiting in the wings, we've got a Midwest One Big Board update on the way for you. Also, stick around because in a couple minutes I'm going to tell you how you could win $100 a day just by listening to KGYM in the month of May. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you from Iowa City, the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Back with more after this.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. It's a hometown feel.
Pat Loeffler is a busy guy with Carpenter's Local 308 and his family, but he was proud to take time to talk about how Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust makes a difference to him.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
People you can bank on.
They're so approachable. Starts with the receptionist, Jeannie. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com.
My friends and family that I refer, they're always referring other people to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. That's the best part about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. We know there are so many messages out there from car dealerships. Seems like everyone is claiming they have the crazy best deals and that they are the trusted dealer. The fact is, no one can offer you any better overall deal than we can here at Toyota of Iowa City. And we believe no one offers an easier and more comfortable buying experience than we do. Also, financing is really easy on the budget right now. Camry has 0% financing available for 6 full years, plus $1,000. Or you can get an extra $2,500 if you're not financing. RAV4 has 0% for 5 full years, or an extra $2,000. These payments are as low as $219 a month with no money down on certain models. We have the largest inventory we've ever carried. So if you care about a comfortable and easy buying experience and you want to make sure you get the best overall deal, take the time and come see us at Toyota of Iowa City.
It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. Happy hour underway as well. 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. Jane Meyer trial continuing in Des Moines today. It was a veritable who's who of UI coaches taking the stands. Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz testifying today, as well as Tom Brands. And we're going to get to this before 7 o'clock tonight, but I believe in wrestling terminology, they would have had to stop this for blood time, because Tom Brands absolutely with some scathing comments about Jane Meyer on the stand at the Polk County Courthouse today. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And we'll start with the NFL draft tonight. Why not? Iowa's Desmond King should expect to hear his name called during the second day of the NFL draft. The 2015 Jim Thorpe Award winner projected by most draft experts to be a third-round selection. KGYM will join ESPN's coverage of the second and third rounds tonight at 7 o'clock at the conclusion of local programming. Connor McCaffrey has announced he'll be walking on at Iowa next season to play both basketball and baseball. The son of Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced on Twitter this morning that that was his plan. McCaffrey, who helped lead Iowa City West to a 4A state basketball title, will redshirt during his first year on the basketball team. He averaged 16.9 points a game for the Trojans this season, He also hit 407 for Charlie Stumpf's West baseball team while leading them in home runs a year ago. Iowa has changed its plans once again regarding its weekend baseball series with Penn State. The two teams were going to play a doubleheader today, now just one game tonight at 6 o'clock, weather permitting. Games 2 and 3 on for Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock and 11 a.m. respectively, although start times may be fluid due to the weather. And Aaron Whitefield's home run in the 12th inning at Dozier Park last night made the Cedar Rapids Colonels a 5-3 winner over the Peoria Chiefs. Adi Joseph, up next.
Look at your hands. What have they been doing lately? Being softly conditioned by life indoors? Or are they the restless instruments of change? At Valvoline, we believe in hands-on innovation. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Two more rounds of the NFL draft tonight in Philadelphia. The Green Bay Packers are scheduled to get things started in round two, and we'll have wall-to-wall coverage starting at 6:30 Eastern here on ESPN Radio, 7 Eastern on ESPN. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Browns approached the Patriots Thursday about a trade for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. New England was not interested. In 2017, Garoppolo will be in the final season of his rookie contract. Tonight, three NBA teams will try to force Game 7 in the first round of the playoffs. The Hawks play at home against the Wizards. That's at 7:30 Eastern on ESPNU. The Bulls play at home against the Celtics. That one at 8 Eastern on ESPN. And that one's followed by the Clippers, hoping to stay alive on the road against the Jazz. Hall of Famer Larry Bird will step down as the president of the Pacers. He'll hold a news conference on Monday. ESPN's Mark Spears reports Kevin Pritchard takes over.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
The season is changing, and that means you'll be getting back to yard work. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawnmower battery starting at $24.99. Whether it's for your lawnmower or tractor, O'Reilly has a SuperStart lawnmower battery that's an exact fit for your needs. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and just like LeVar Ball, we don't have a shoe deal for our kids either. We're at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, and boy, do we have something special for you once the calendar turns to May this weekend. You listen, during the month of May, we're going to be giving away $100 a day to listeners every day during the month, Monday through Friday, with the exception of Memorial Day. More details available on our website, which is kgymradio.com. You can go there to vote in our poll question. Also today has to do with how many Hawkeyes will be drafted in rounds 2 through 7. Your options are, well, there's a couple of them, but right now 3 or fewer leading the way in the voting. Emil's Hideaway available for you on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot, a fine place if you're in Cedar Rapids tonight and needing to watch the second and third round of the NFL draft, or maybe you want to watch a little NBA playoff action. 3 games on tap tonight as teams are looking to force game sevens. And joining us now to talk a little hoops, Adi Joseph from USA Today. Adi, appreciate you taking time here on a Friday to talk basketball with us. And I'm going to lead off with, which one of these 3 games tonight do you think is most likely to result in a game 7?
Yeah, I got to say, I don't have a whole lot of traditional basketball logic when I say this, but I just have a gut feeling that the Los Angeles Clippers aren't ready to be done. Chris Paul has been one of the best players in the postseason, and even though he's 6 feet tall, the man is a mental giant, especially on the basketball court, and it just doesn't seem like he's ready and willing to let what potentially might be the last game of his Clippers career come like this in the first round against a Utah Jazz team that's so young.
Adi, other than Rajon Rondo and his injury, what has gone wrong for the Bulls in games 3 through 5?
Yeah, it's funny because Rondo's not all that great these days in the regular season, and so we don't really realize it, but what really happened was Rondo, first of all, is a great postseason player. Olisha has been, his game fits the slowed down tempo and the emphasis on defense that the postseason always brings. And then furthermore, the Bulls have this roster that's not very flexible and has a lot of bad point guards. And so they've got Cam Payne, they've got Jaren Grant, they've got Michael Carter Williams, all of whom are basically borderline unplayable. Isaiah Cannon, who they think might be playable but isn't particularly great. And they've been giving a lot of minutes that Rondo would have taken to those guys instead of playing what I think are their better lineups, which would be letting Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade run point guard. And so they've had to have basically a bad player on the court a lot of the time, and that's been a big issue.
The worm seems to have turned in the Bulls-Celtics series. What was it in games 1 and 2 that let Chicago go into Boston and take those?
Yeah, I mean, on top of the stuff about Rondo that I was just saying, there's also an element of the Celtics roster that's a bit flawed for the postseason because so much of the postseason comes down to physical defense and isolation basketball, and you don't get a chance. You can't pass the same way in the postseason because what happens in the regular season, one of the biggest effort gaps is on off-ball defense. Teams let opponents kind of swing the ball around the perimeter a lot or get the ball into the post a little easier. In the playoffs, that ends. And so if you're a team like the Celtics, like the Hawks in previous iterations, that heavily relied on swinging the ball around and getting everyone involved, it becomes a little more difficult in the postseason, and that's what the Bulls are terrible at that, so it kind of plays to their advantage that they have some very good isolation players.
Adi, I read your column on For the Win about Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Their season has come to an end, and it's been an interesting season for Oklahoma City. It seems like they're trying to give Russell Westbrook the keys to this car and let him do whatever he wants at this point, but you kind of wrote about it. How can this team become competitive again to the point where they have a legitimate chance in the playoffs while keeping Russell Westbrook happy?
Yeah, and the second part's incredibly important for next season too, because Russ, everyone made a big deal about Russ signing an extension. It was really only a 1-year extension. So what we have is a situation where the Thunder not only want to improve just to get better for the playoffs, but they don't want to lose Russell Westbrook. As I wrote, they have an actual good set of role players. It just happens that none of them fit together. They have a whole bunch of good athletes who can't defend and very few players who can hit an open three-pointer. And that's something that just needs to get fixed. It's, they have a couple guys on their roster who I like, particularly Alex Abrines, who anyone who watched that series against the Rockets probably saw some of him and didn't really know who he was. He was kind of the guy with the kind of scruffy facial hair who was playing shooting guard. He's a pretty good young player. Maybe they can develop him into a starter. Maybe they can trade Victor Oladipo, who never made sense next to Russell Westbrook, but they've got to make some moves just to improve chemistry and play like a 2017 NBA team instead of whatever they were this year.
You bring up Victor Oladipo, who didn't make a lot of sense. Another shooting guard that they had was Andre Roberson, who was a very good defender and rebounder, but is he another one of those guys that really just doesn't fit with his inability to make an open jump shot?
He's an interesting one because I think in an ideal world, what the situation would be Westbrook, Roberson, Steven Adams, and two really good jump shooters. And you could have Roberson on the court if those other two guys were always going to hit their open threes. But the way it's worked out is he's become a huge net loss offensively. What they really need is just for him, he needs for his career too, because he'd be so much more valuable if he could just play that Bruce Bowen role on offense, stash himself in a corner, and any time that his defender helps off into the paint, he hits the open three, and that's all he does. They don't need him to do a lot more, but he does need to improve on that shot. And until then, it is a bit of a rough fit, especially while they have such bad shooters at shooting guard and power forward.
USA Today's Adi Joseph joining us on the program. Read his stuff at For the Win. The Spurs have bounced Memphis out of the postseason. They've got the Rockets now waiting in round two. What do you think about that series?
Yeah, I think the Spurs are the Spurs versus Rockets is an interesting one because, in one sense, you feel like, okay, the Spurs have all the experience. The Spurs have Kawhi Leonard. The Spurs played much better defense than the Rockets. Like, this shouldn't be too difficult, but the Spurs have a backcourt that's a bit of a problem, and they haven't gotten consistent offensive play out of Danny Green. Tony Parker had his moments in this playoff series, but they're going to need Tony to play like he did in Game 6 against the Grizzlies. I mean, in Game 6 against the Grizzlies, and not the way he did for most of the regular season, because Tony Parker can be a very valuable player, but if he's playing like he did in the regular season, where he was sort of absent a lot of the time, there's a good chance that Patrick Beverley is going to do what he did to the Rockets, that James Harden is going to do what he's done all year, and they're going to have some problems with this very skilled Rockets team.
The NBA playoffs seem to be all about matchups, and one of the questions is, for the San Antonio Spurs, who's going to guard James Harden? Now, Danny Green probably will get the initial nod, but when it comes down to it, are we going to see Kawhi Leonard a lot on James Harden?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think they'll probably use Danny for the first 3.5 quarters whenever they're in together. Maybe they'll even shadow each other's minutes so that they can have Danny Green heavily on James Harden, but when it comes down to it, Kawhi Leonard guards the opponent's best player no matter what position that player plays. So I have no doubt in my mind, just like he guarded Stephen Curry, just like he guards LeBron, that's going to make things very difficult. But luckily for James Harden, unlike Russell Westbrook, he has teammates who can hit their shots. So that's just going to be what the Rockets rely on once Kawhi locks in.
Greg Popovich says that Leonard's the best player in the league right now. How far off is he in that assessment?
What I'll say is this. If you want to talk about who was the best player in the regular season or who is the best player in any random game that you choose, I have no problem saying Kawhi Leonard. I do think LeBron James is the best player when the season's on the line. When it's a playoff game, when it's a big game, I'll take LeBron. But Kawhi is special because he's there every night, not just doing what LeBron does, but busting his butt on offense and defense, so central to what the Spurs do, and so smart and so efficient about it. And And I think he's definitely a special player. Probably, to me, if I had to rank them, I'd probably still put him fourth, but I wouldn't blame anyone for putting him second or even first.
Moving back to the Eastern Conference, last year the Cleveland Cavaliers prevailed over the Toronto Raptors in six. Do you expect a similar outcome this year, or can the Raptors make it even more of a series?
It's going to be tough because, on one hand, the Raptors have struggled with the Bucks' defense, and the Cavs are not good on defense, whereas the Bucks are. So maybe that'll help the Raptors' offense find a little momentum, but they're missing the paint, the rim protector that they had last year, who was so good against the Cavs and just at Biombo. And without Biombo, they're going to ask Serge Ibaka to play center a lot. But the big question is, how are they going to handle Jonas Valanciunas' role in this series? Because Jonas, if you remember, was injured and missed both games they won, or parts of both games they won last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. So he's a player who doesn't really protect the rim. And if you let him play center and guard Tristan Thompson, what you do is you expose yourself to a lot of LeBron and Kyrie, and Tristan Thompson dives to the basket and a lot of dunks and layups that the Cavs are really basically unbeatable when they can get to the basket because of how many good shooters they also have.
Adi Joseph of USA Today Sports and For the Win joining us for just a couple more minutes here on a Friday edition of the program. Larry Bird steps down today as the president of the Indiana Pacers, president of basketball operations. Anything to read into that as far as Paul George's comments and Larry Bird's future?
You know, it's a curious situation. I will say this. I think Larry Bird's first stint as Pacers president, 50-year break in 2012-13, and he had built up a really good team, and he had done a really great job as Pacers president. Since he's been back, he's made some moves that I think a lot of us have questioned, including Paul George. Paul George has been very vocal in questioning some of the moves. So it's an interesting move. If anything, though, I do not buy that this means that Paul George is on his way out. I think it might even be the opposite. It might be a situation where playing for Kevin Pritchard and letting Kevin Pritchard, who's a very, very, very good personnel person, make the decisions could actually help keep Paul George. He's not a free agent this year. He's a free agent next year. They've got some time, just like the Thunder do with Westbrook. So I would not be surprised if the Pacers go out and have a pretty good offseason and make enough moves to solidify Paul George. I also wouldn't be surprised if he left anyway.
Last question for you, Adi, before we let you go and enjoy your weekend. What type of shoes will Lonzo Ball be wearing next year?
Oh, I just published a column on this.
I
have an idea for them, and I think that there's only one company that I can think of that makes any sense for LeVar Ball, and that's And One. Remember And One?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. I mean, the whole And One brand was based on this streetball tour. They were all about braggadocio and smack talk, and they don't really have a lot to lose. Right now, their only NBA endorser is Lance Stephenson, and they still come out with new shoes every year, but no one notices. It's a perfect fit. LeVar and Lonzo can go in, become the stars of the brand. It's a brand with some legacy and some credibility, and I think it'd be great fun. I miss those trash talk t-shirts and the days when the N1 mixtapes were the hot thing, and it was such a fun era for basketball, and I think that the Ball family, if they're going to do anything to make me entertained beyond just saying crazy things, going to N1 would be a good start.
I was lobbing you up for the dunk there, and I think you missed it, Adi. I've read the column. It's good stuff. Adi Joseph, appreciate the time. As always, you can give him a follow on Twitter, at Adi Joseph, USA Today Sports and For the Win. Tremendous stuff there. And if you're unfamiliar or haven't heard, LeVar Ball is running his mouth again, and he has likely cost his son a major, major shoe money because Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas are all saying that they're passing on any sort of partnership or deal with the big baller brand.
Well, he doesn't want a deal. Like you said,
he wants a
complete
partnership right,
where he has, what, 50% stake in his company? So, yeah, that it just it, I wondered how the mouth of LeVar Ball was going to affect Lonzo moving forward. We've already seen it.
It is 10 minutes in front of the hour of 5 o'clock. We're going to get you some of the comments that Tom Brands made at the Jane Meyer trial in Des Moines today because I think they're highly entertaining. Kirk Ferentz also sort of waved the bird verbally at Jane Meyer to do, but he did it in a much more subtle way. Plus, a former Hawkeye is back on his way to the major leagues. We'll give you an update on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, which comes your way after this.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh my, oh well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, well, that's not gonna work.
Ooh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go DePaco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn as the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continues on here at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. And I don't know, maybe you need some new tires out there on that wet pavement today. Linder Tire, three locations in Iowa to serve you, Grinnell, Iowa City, and North Liberty. Check them out online at lindertire.com. And before we get to our next big one, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, I understand that we've got a caller on the line. We stand on guard for thee, Sonny. What's on your mind tonight?
That's awfully kind of you. Lonzo Ball, and I think that I was talking about this today, the tragedy of the Ball situation is that I'm inclined to start actively rooting against a kid that has done nothing wrong. It seems like throughout the course of the season, all he did was say, hey, my dad's own guy. He talks a big game, that's not me, and he lived up to it. Lonzo Ball really didn't say much. He didn't make any outlandish statements, and now I find myself, like, cheering that this whole shoe deal fell apart. And I don't know, I'm starting to really dislike this kid through no fault of his own. So I think that's truly the tragedy of what's going on.
Appreciate hearing you from you, Sonny. Have a good weekend. And I completely agree. I understand where people are coming from. And this is he is the poster child for parents living vicariously through their kids, because here's LeVar Ball, who averaged 2.2 points a game during his college
career. But 20
in
junior college.
But thank you for pointing that out. And he wasn't much of a player beyond getting to college. And he's got these immensely talented sons, and he views them as an extension of himself. And what was it, First Take? What ESPN show was it?
It was First Take.
They came on, and he comes out like Vince McMahon strutting onto the stage, and he's enjoying every minute of the spotlight. And then there's Lonzo behind him, who looks like he's being taken to the dentist as a five-year-old. He doesn't want to be there. Just let this kid play basketball and let his game speak for himself and his family. But dad sees dollar signs, and dad sees bright lights and fame and fortune that he couldn't get on his own during his playing career. So now he's going to ride his son's coattails. It's unfortunate. I don't see any scenario in which this story has a happy ending, because he's already cost his son millions of dollars here. And if I'm Lonzo, at some point I got to draw the line and say, Dad, butt out.
And that's tough for a 19-year-old kid to do, but absolutely. And he sees dollar signs, but he doesn't realize that he's costing his son dollar signs.
And as a friend of mine said on social media earlier today, I would pay $99 a month to hear the interactions between Steve Alford and LeVar Ball.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they have to be absolutely fantastic. Let's get you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We said we had news for you on a former Hawkeye headed back to the big leagues. That would be Toronto Blue Jays lefty reliever Matt Dermody called back up to the Major League team. He'll join the Blue Jays in time for their series this weekend. NFL Draft continues tonight at 6 o'clock, and Desmond King, the former Hawkeye, should hear his name called at some point this evening. Rounds 2 and 3 underway. We will join ESPN's coverage at 7 o'clock after local programming's over. Connor McCaffrey has announced that he's going to be walking on at Iowa next season. He'll play both basketball and baseball. The son of Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced on Twitter today that he will be redshirting as a freshman on the basketball team. He helped lead Iowa City West to the 4A state basketball title last year while averaging 16.9 points a game. Also a hell of a baseball player. He hit .407 for West and is being scouted for the upcoming Major League Baseball draft. Iowa has changed its plans once again regarding its weekend baseball series with Penn State. The two teams will play just a single game tonight at 6 o'clock rather than a doubleheader. Games 2 and 3 will be played Saturday and Sunday. Start times tentatively set for 2 o'clock and 11 a.m. respectively, but they are fluid due to the weather. And Aaron Whitefield hit a home run in the 12th inning last night to make a 5-3 winner of the Cedar Rapids Colonels on the road in Game 1 of their series against the Peoria Chiefs. Colonels will be back home on Tuesday to take on the Lake County Captains. Former Hawkeye Justin Toole serves as the hitting coach for the Captains. They're the Class A affiliate of the Cleveland Indians, so I'm sure there will be a lot of Hawkeye fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium next week. We got a lot of Hawkeye fans here at Coach's Corner today, hoping that they're going to be able to get that game in right now. Kind of looking a little doubtful, but they've got the turf there at Duane Banks Field that maybe will help them try to get this game in. Again, they were going to play a doubleheader today at 2 o'clock, and then they switched it back to the original start time of 6 o'clock, just playing one game tonight. Twins baseball on tap for you on 107.5 FM. Tomorrow, we've got the Cubs and the Red Sox. We're going to talk a little bit more about this series coming up in hour number two with our good friend Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. They were unfortunately washed out today as well. It's touching all bases. And Eric Galco from OptimumScouting.com joins us next.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow. You find